Hello.
Hi, Sybil.
Yes.
Hi, this is Rick. I'm calling you from National Opinion Service. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Just to confirm, am I talking to Sybil Grouter?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we're representing everyone in the country. May I ask you your race?
You ask my what?
Your race. Like how
my
race?
Huh?
Your ethnicity?
My race?
Your ethnicity. Are you white, Caucasian? Are you black, African American? Are you Latina? Are you Asian?
No, I'm Guyanese.
I'm sorry?
I am Guyanese. I'm from Guyana.
Oh, and do you consider yourself white, black, mixed?
If I what?
Do you consider yourself white, black, mixed, Latina?
No, no, no. I am black.
Oh, you're black. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
May I ask you your age?
I'm in my 90s now.
Oh, wow. How fortunate. Okay, thank you. Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in this November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
Vote?
Yeah, vote.
Yeah, I would come out election day and vote.
Okay, probably vote. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Are you just satisfied? Are you just dissatisfied? Or are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
I really don't know about the country. What
know.
Is, what country, you know?
Oh, okay.
I really don't know that.
Okay,
but
thank you.
If the, once it's election, I would go out and vote.
Okay, thank you. So if you don't know, it's fine. Please, the next questions, if you don't know about something, please let me know. I have an option for that also, okay?
You have a what?
I have an option for that. I mean, if you said you don't know, I have an option for every question like that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress to focus on? What are two issues do you want the Congress to work on?
What I want the Congress to work on?
Yeah, like the most on top of your head.
The what?
The thing that is right on top of your mind.
I don't know about that.
Okay, I have options here. Please stop me when you hear the two that you feel that they are the ones they should work on, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, the first option is increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration. The second one is reducing crime. The third one is fighting inflation. The fourth one is standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination. The next one says protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy. The next one says improving K-12 public school education. The next one says improving the economy. The next one says protecting LGBTQI rights. The next one says investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer. The next one says lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs. The next one says protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights. The next one says reducing gun violence. And the next one says providing affordable childcare. Which do you think is the one they should work on?
I really don't know.
Oh, okay. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better? Are they staying the same, or are they getting worse?
No, they're not getting worse. They're getting better.
They're getting better. Thank you. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country?
If what?
What are the two greatest obstacles for the economic success?
I don't know nothing about that.
You don't know? Okay. So let's move on. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you
I really don't know much about them story because I don't listen to none of them.
Okay. Thank you. Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
If I what?
If you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
They shouldn't ban books from public school because the books are going to help who can afford to buy book.
Okay, so would you say you somewhat oppose that they are banned, or you strongly oppose that books get banned?
I would oppose books get banned.
Okay, would you do it as strongly or somewhat?
The question?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
The gentleman asked what bank.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who's calling?
Hi. This is
Ray
from...
This phone is on a do not call block list, you know? So I would appreciate if you do not call back.
Oh, actually,
it's on a do not. This phone is on a block list.
That applies to sales calls. This has nothing to do with sales.
Now listen to me. I'm just saying it's on a block list, right? This is my mother. This is as if your mother was there.
Sure.
You know, I'm respecting
sure.
that. You know, the time is late.
Sure.
And just as how you wouldn't want anybody calling your mother, disturbing her, it's the same thing over here.
Sir, that applies to sales. We're not bothering
well,
her.
I don't care. Well, I'm just explaining something to you. Sales or no sales?
She has, this has nothing to do with sales. That's what I'm trying
to
say.
Well, what I'm telling you, you have nothing to do with her. So what is
a
sales call?
She's a citizen of this country, and she has a right to have opinion. I was talking
to her. No, listen to me. Listen to me.
No, sir. I was talking to Seville.
Do not call back this house again.